Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're joined now by infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. I'm looking at this information you sent over about a pneumococcal vaccine. You want to translate this for us all?
Absolutely, Bob. This is so important for many, many reasons. First of all, let's start with what we're talking about. So pneumococcal vaccines are vaccines that work against Streptococcus pneumonia, which is one of the most interesting and deadly bacteria that ever has been. In fact, it was once called the captain of death because it killed so many people, including very many young people, including, Bob, back during World War One. Remember, we had that horrible 1918 influenza outbreak. A lot of the people who died with influenza actually died of secondary infection with this bacterium. And by the way, that also is a fact that people who get the flu shot have a decreased risk of having this pneumococcal pneumonia. So it's a horrible, horrible bacterium. However, from a scientific and vaccinology perspective and just medicine and science in general, it's been very, very giving to our understanding of things. In fact, it's the vaccine that helped us first understand DNA and how different strains, if you will, can transfer their DNA between these different serotypes of pneumococci. So very interesting bacterium, very dangerous bacterium, and it's still a big killer, particularly for people at the extremes of age. So we have worked for, it's interesting. We tried to come up with a vaccine multiple times for this organism. And initially, when there was these licensed vaccines that came out in the 1940s, nobody wanted them, thinking, oh, well, we can just use penicillin if somebody has. Because by then, penicillin was out, right? Was available. Mm-hmm. And it worked very well. But it doesn't work very well anymore. So it becomes really important to be vaccinated now. Right? Because we have all this antimicrobial resistance, and so you see the importance of this vaccine. Okay, so now let's talk about this incredibly confusing set of recommendations. In order to understand the recommendations, you have to understand that the first really super great vaccine that was made and licensed in the United States for this was a polysaccharide vaccine. So what we learned over the 20th century was that you really want to have antibodies to the different types of polysaccharides that different types of strep pneumo have. So this vaccine that came out in the 80s was good against 23 different, and the most common ones that were circulating, of the pneumococcus. And so this was used for a long time, but we realized that it didn't work very well for babies. And it's complicated why it doesn't work for babies. In fact, it doesn't work for babies because they don't have well-developed the types of B cells that normally respond to a polysaccharide type of antigen by itself. They needed to see protein, and so what we did in the late 1990s was we linked the polysaccharide to protein so that when we gave a vaccine for this pneumococcus to a baby, they would do what we call a T-dependent response and produce not only really good immune response period, but also longer lasting and higher quality. That came out in about 2000 as Prevnar 7. Over the years, Pfizer that makes this Prevnar has improved and increased the number of serotypes that are in their conjugated vaccine, and Merck came out with one as well. that has 15 different types, but Prevnar is now up to 20. And so the CDC went back and said, wait a minute, what are we going to recommend and who are we going to recommend all these different vaccines to? Because the one from the 80s that's just polysaccharide is still available and still around. And was the, you know, still a recommended vaccine before 2021 for people that were adults of a certain age. And we had slowly phased in using these higher quality vaccines. But there are a lot of considerations when you make these vaccines. First of all, one of the, you know, considerations is it's no joke to make these vaccines, because if you're going to make, for example, the one from the 1980s with 23 different serovars, that means you have to make 23 separate fermentations, 23 separate isolations, 23 separate purifications. You have to blend it in the right solution, et cetera. And if you're now going to conjugate each of these, that's even more trouble, right? It's harder to do. But they are incredibly safe vaccines because you cannot get sick from them, although you may not feel good for a day or so because your immune system is doing what it needs to do to protect you from the actual bacteria. But now that we have this Prevnar 20, which now captures nearly all the ones that were captured in the old polysaccharide 23, the recommendation now is that you can just, it depends on where you are. So that's what they're looking at, is what vaccines have you already had and which ones have you not had. So we're going to give the Prevnar 20 for just about everybody, because it's going to work on those tiny little babies and it's going to work in adults. Although, of course, you can use the Merck product of Prevnar 15. It's going to be good. But obviously, if you can get a few more serotypes in, better. And that's what we're looking at now. So if somebody's all now, I don't want to get into all the details of if you had this and if you had that, because it gets very, very complicated. But the bottom line is we're really moving up in our ability to conquer this horrible bacterium that has also been very interesting to science.
I didn't understand everything you said, but it sounds like good news. That's my takeaway. No one is more enthusiastic about infectious diseases than Dr. Eileen Marty. Thank you, Dr. Marty. And this would be a good time for me to remind people that if you want to go back and listen to this, you can just go to WGNRadio.com, the Surratt Show page later, and then go through this and stop it occasionally so your head doesn't spin too much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Dr. Marty. You have a good week.
Thank you, Bob.